Just on the sighting, I mean, you know, I'm not going to comment on the on it because of the process, really. It would bring into prejudice the process, really. I think we've got to let the process unfold and see what happens at the end of it. I think the road to the top, if you like, you know, if our aim is to be the best, is never going to go in a straight line, straight upwards. There's going to be ups and downs along the way. I think I said at the time with the previous couple of incidents that everything is contextual and you deal with it in the context that it happens. But I think culturally, you know, we are a long way further down the line than we were when we first met. And I think from a player behavioural point of view and expectations, the expectations are high and they need to be, they should be. I don't think Danny's any different to any of the other young players who want to play for England. Certainly from my point of view, I had a good chat with him at December when he came home for Christmas. You know, obviously at that point he was just heading back for the Super 15 season. So, you know, he'll have to come back and he'll have to do what every else will have to do, i.e. play well for his club. It's great that he's come back to England because, you know, he's now back in England, put his front foot forward. If you like, play well for his club, try and get himself into the Saxons and into the senior squad. And then if he does achieve that, then it's about buying into the culture. And if people don't buy into it, it doesn't matter if it's Danny or anyone else, then there's plenty of players on the list. It's difficult to gauge when you're actually sat in the seats we sit in during the game because you're so focused on the game and what's going on. You're less aware of the atmosphere and the surroundings. But it was only after the game that people came up to me and they'd said the same after the Wales game. They'd never felt an atmosphere like it at Twickenham. So that was made it even more pleasing that we'd managed to get the win because we were hugely disappointed not to beat Wales. And I think the crowd deserved the win and we're pleased we gave it to them. So yeah, it was, you know, very special coaching moment. My interim contract finishes on the 31st of March, but obviously there's a review in there to so that if there is no one in position, the patient hasn't been appointed, then I'll continue in the role until such time it does get filled. So, no, I'd be delighted. You know, I'll be making my thoughts clear to the panel about what I think the coaching team should be, but there's no doubt about it. The chemistry between myself, Andy and Graham has been brilliant. I think I said at the outset, I think you were all at the press conference when I got the job and I said if I couldn't have picked two better guys to have either side of me. So, but the reality is, we don't know what's going to happen. The head coach hasn't been appointed and Andy's always been due to go back to Saracens, which he has done, and I think he's got sail away on Friday night and, you know, he loves Saracens and that's where it is at the moment. I don't want to get to the horse before the cart, so to speak, and have the interview now, to be honest. But I want to be able to try and explain how I feel the chemistry's worked well in its current format.